Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment in the introductory section of Shmona Esrei. We're currently in the first bracha. I don't think we're going to go word by word per se, but I would like to highlight a number of phrases and ideas that come up in the next three brachos. After saying Baruch Atah Hashem, which we discussed last time, we say a fascinating phrase, Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu, our Lord and the Lord of our fathers. The word Elokeinu connotes that not only is he God, but we devote ourselves to him in service. He's our Lord. And the nature of our devotion to him is both personal to us and an extension of what's been done by generations of Jews. Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. We proceed to emphasize Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, ve'Elokei Yaakov, that when we serve God today, we, in our own way, obviously far smaller than the greats that we just mentioned, we're connecting to the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. A fascinating thing to think about. It just reminds of a very famous story in the Gerer, in the tradition of the Gerer Rebbes, that one of the Gerer Rebbes was to succeed his grandfather. He was a very young man when he became the Rebbe. And during his grandfather's advanced age, it was already understood that he would succeed his grandfather. And he was quite concerned. He asked his grandfather, "You're this giant of a man. You've led the Hasidim for so long. How can I be expected to fill your role? It doesn't make any sense." I believe he was younger than 20 at the time. And his grandfather told him a fascinating mashal, a fascinating parable, that there was an individual, or a group of individuals, who decided they were going to climb a very high and challenging mountain. And they practiced and they trained, and they finally came the day, they made this tremendous climb up to the mountain. And they got to the top of the mountain, and lo and behold, they saw other people up there. And they asked those people, "How did you get here? We thought it was this unique thing that we climbed the mountain." And the people who were already there said, "You think you're the only ones who climbed the mountain? We made it too." "Okay." And then the new climbers looked around and they saw some young children up there. And they asked them, "How did you get up here? No, surely you didn't have the strength and conditioning to make it up the mountain." And the children answered, "We were born up here. Our parents climbed up and we were born on the mountain." And the senior Rebbe said to the individual who would succeed him, "You were born on my shoulders. You saw so much through being with me." It's a fascinating way to think about ourselves. Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Another interesting thought regarding the mention of the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov, is the famous idea that if you met Avraham and you saw him in the context of his strongest character trait, which was chesed, kindness, or you met Yitzchak and you saw him in his gvura, in his absolute determination to do what was correct, or you met Yaakov and you saw his attribute of emes, of truth, just by seeing these individuals, you would recognize there was a God in this world. Elokei Avraham. By knowing Avraham, it was abundantly clear that indeed there was a God. We give a few interesting adjectives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on in the bracha. We call him HaGadol, HaGibor, VeHanora. It's interesting why these specific descriptions. So it's fascinating. The Gemara explains that the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the men of the Great Assembly, didn't know what kind of descriptions can you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they decided to base the descriptions on a pasuk from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu describes God in this way, Gadol, Gibor, Vinora. And therefore, we're just following in Moshe's footsteps. What does it mean that he is great, he is strong, and he is awesome? So the Sforno over there in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Ekev explains that Gadol, he is great, means he's unequaled. There's nothing like him in the universe. Gibor, he is strong, means that the existence of all in this world stems from God. Nora, that he's awesome, means that he is the source for reward and punishment in this world. So there's nothing like him. He's Gadol. Everything receives life and sustenance from him. He's Gibor. And he truly brings his awe, his Nora, to the world in the fact that he is the ultimate decider of reward and punishment. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.